didn't work either. And the skyscrapers that the city was so proud of would quickly have become inaccessible. Or at least their upper floors would have, as their elevators failed too. It still wouldn't have been a complete catastrophe. Farm crops could still be raised, there weren't many tractors, and coal-fired trains and steam-driven ships would have kept the city pretty well supplied. Today, though, I live in London now, where people can be pretty phlegmatic, but I still wouldn't want to be around for a complete blackout. Most radios and TVs plug in these days, so it would be difficult to find out whether your kid's school was still open. Your cell phones might still operate, but with no way of recharging your battery, you'd be pretty careful about using it. Driving the kids to school on the off chance it was open would be too much of a gamble, for gas stations depend on underground storage tanks, and until the blackout ended, stations wouldn't be able to use their electrically operated pumps to bring up more fuel to sell to anyone in the city. You couldn't stock up on groceries, no credit cards working, nor could you get more cash, for ATMs depend on electrically run computers too. Within a week, the city would really have broken down. Police stations would be isolated with their phones not working, and pretty soon their radio batteries would lose their charge as well.